This podcast is a presentation of Gateway Fellowship, Paulsboro, Washington. Experience community, find hope. Check us out at gatewayfellowship.com.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Gateway Online. We're glad you're with us this morning. It's going to be a great morning because here's the reality. Jesus is still on the throne. Amen. He's bigger than anything we face, and we want to worship him this morning. We need to come with an attitude of thanksgiving. And right now, that seems hard. There are days when I wake up and I don't feel very thankful, quite frankly. But the reality is Jesus is still Lord. Jesus is still King. He's on the throne. And it's our opportunity to worship him every single day with our lives. And so this morning, we're going to open up. You can see we're a small team, just like 10 people here. And we're spread out using social distancing, hoping that we will soon be able to be back together as a great big family. But for right now, we want to connect with you, and we want you to be able to connect with Jesus. So if you want to sing, if you want to sit and contemplate, you might want to have your Bible open, looking at scriptures. Tom's going to have a great message out of Psalms this morning. But let's just focus in on him. Let's turn our eyes and our hearts to him this morning. Count it every blessing. Let's worship him. Here we go. One. Now I'm living in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruin to a treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I have counted every blessing, letting go with trust when I cannot see. I have counted every blessing, surely every season you are good.
You are good to me. Oh, you are
thank you in your name. 2, 3, and. Forever we will worship you, Lord.
Blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. Son of God was laid in darkness, a battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken.
The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away, his perfect love could not be.
Oh, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome.
The Lamb has overcome. Would you pray with me this morning? Lord, you have overcome death, hell, the grave. There is nothing, Lord, that we face that even pales in comparison to what you have overcome, which means, conversely, that whatever we face is overcomable. You are the healer. You are the provider. You are the waymaker. We're going to sing that song later today, Lord. Lord, last week we celebrated your resurrection. We sang songs like, Up from the Grave He Arose, and songs of praise and honor. And we continue that this week, Lord. Oh, praise the name. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Most High. God, throughout this time, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of challenge. There's a lot of need. Lord, we pray for small business owners wondering how they're going to keep their businesses open or if they can even reopen them. We pray for families, Lord, that are struggling financially. Mom or dad or both aren't able to work. Pray for single parents, Lord Jesus, trying to juggle childcare and work and homework and online school and all that stuff. We pray for our students, Lord Jesus, and our teachers who are dealing with a whole new paradigm, trying to figure out this whole online thing, trying to figure out the most effective way. And pray for our kids, Lord, as they are trying to do their best to overcome. Pray for our first responders, Lord, who are day in and day out, who are dealing with the front lines of this COVID-19. Lord, there's so much need, but God, you are bigger. You are greater. You are stronger. You are more. And we trust in you, Lord Jesus. We trust in you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Most High. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. We lift these things up to you this morning. Wherever we're at, in our homes, our kids, we gather around, hold hands, turn our eyes towards heaven, and sing, oh, praise the name of the Lord Most High. In your name, amen.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone.
Lift your hands and sing. Oh, praise the name.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord our God.
And on the third shall return in robes of white. The blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will ride among the saints. My gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore, forevermore. We will sing Your praise, oh Lord, oh Lord our God. Oh, praise.
Pastor Dave over here, our new day shelter that we're providing for Paulsbo City in partnership with the city of Paulsbo and the county. And I wanted to show you what we're doing. We're serving about 50 meals a day. Over here we have Alicia Christman, who is our star chef and leader of the kitchen, is doing that. Alicia, you want to say anything about how that's going?
It's going great. We've had an amazing turnout for volunteers, and every day we've given out more and more meals and a great feedback on the food, and it's just amazing to be a part of.
That's wonderful. And over this way, we got Maurice. Many of you know him as our facilities manager, but he is also now the shelter director. And Maurice has been heading up, overseeing everything that happens here at the shelter. So Maurice, any comments about what's been going on?
Yeah, we've opened it up and got our old showers working again, so we can actually have people come in and shower that need showers. And we're also getting a washer and dryer set up that people can do laundry. Some come in that don't have places to live, they can come hang out, charge their phones, computers to try to look for work. Yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah, so most people know that we're serving a nice hot lunch here at the shelter, but they're not aware of what we're doing for our afternoon and evening meals. So Alicia, you want to share about that?
So at 11:30, you can come for a hot lunch, and then at 2:30, we'll have sack lunches to go, sandwiches or something cold for people to take.
Yeah, so we're really serving two meals a day to the people who come in. So it really does help a lot of people out, and they're very grateful. We're just so happy to be able to provide this facility for those in the community who need a little help, a little encouragement, a place to sit when the weather's not good. So we're just grateful that you could be a part of it with us. Thanks for praying and for giving. We appreciate all of you.
Thank you. reduced food cost from one of the local restaurants. I forget exactly which one it is, but once a week we're purchasing meals from the restaurant. You heard Alicia mention that. It's such a huge help. We're in need of male and female hygiene items. And so if you'd like to participate, I did send an email out to all of Gateway. If you received that, there is a list of hygiene items that are needed. But I'll just leave that with you. If you would like to participate, you can pack up hygiene items for guys and put them into a bag, and then hygiene items for gals and put them into a bag. And then anytime you can drop them off at the shelter between 11 and 3, and those will be distributed. Someone donated, I think it was 3 cell phones with a year data, and that was a huge need. So you can be a part, and you can help to make a difference. So thank you so very, very much. Just a moment, I'm just going to share a couple of announcements. But I just want to say something. I appreciate Jason's prayer this morning and the various groups of people that we focused on for just a few moments. You know, what I've discovered is that, particularly during this time, the Spirit of God will move on us and speak to us, maybe about an individual or about a family or maybe a group of people. And I just want to encourage us in that. That when those thoughts come to our mind, what about our first responders, our nurses? We've been praying for your Gateway, our medical staff. Would you just lift them in prayer? I am thankful that the Spirit of God knows no bounds and can speak to His people. As a faith community, I just encourage us to come together. You might be thinking of someone that you sat nearby or that you would see in the lobby, and suddenly they come to mind. I believe that's God. I believe that's the Spirit of God. So in those moments, let's just lift a prayer for one another. I am so grateful for so many who have sent in notes of encouragement, not just to myself, but to the entire team. Thank you for that. And people, family coming to the parking lot this morning who just wanted to drive through the parking lot. It's empty, but just say, look, we just want to encourage you. We just want to encourage the team. So thank you for that, and thank you so much for your prayers. Well, a couple things. There's a Connect card that you can access. It's there for most of you. If you clicked on the resource tab, let us know how it's going. Also, in giving, we were about $28,000 down last month due to all that's going on. So thank you for your faithful giving. And you can text either give or 360-209-8040, and then that will walk you through and how to participate in giving. Some of you, about 60% of you, are already using PushPay or your bank's pay system to do that. But about 40% of us give either by bringing our tithe and offerings here or dropping them in the bucket. Of course, you can't do that anymore, so we need to mail those in, and I thank you for that. So you can text GIVE, 360-209-8040, and you can be walked through the giving options. We also want to stay connected, and I mentioned it last week. I'm so thankful for our groups that continue to meet, and we want you to be connected. So if you'd like to be connected to a group, then you text GROUP to 360-209-8040, and the team will get back to you and help connect you. So thank you so very, very much. Well, let me ask you a question, or let me make a statement, and you can go like thumbs up or thumbs down right there. Here it is right here. Everyone has a highlight reel. Think about that for just a moment. Everyone has a highlight reel. Now, what is a highlight reel? Let me give you some examples. A highlight reel is when homeschool is going great. Now, I know for some of you, many of you, you're homeschool parents, so you dialed this thing in a long time ago, but for many, it's brand new, and so it's a new environment. But a highlight reel says, hey, today or maybe even this week, it was fantastic. Man, the kids, they dove into school, and they got their homework done. And guess what? When they were done with school, they came and they said, hey, how can we help around the house? How can we, you know, what can we do? So, like, that's a highlight reel right there. Or maybe there was a job promotion in all of this. There's some really, really good news. Those are a highlight reel. That's a highlight reel. And here's what happens. Social media is so active these days. We go to social media, and we begin to read about someone else's highlight reel. And the reality is, for some of us, perhaps for many of us, during these days, we don't have that. In fact, we have a behind-the-scenes reel that we would never even think about posting or even telling someone else about what our day was like. And I want to talk about that today, because what can happen when there's your behind-the-scenes reel and then a highlight reel that you read or you become aware of over here, we can begin comparing ourselves and our lives, and we can begin saying, look, why can't it just be like that, or why can't I have that job, or why aren't my kids this way or that way? I want to talk about that as we go to the scripture today. What I love about remote work, actually, is that, for example, our team is brought into the life of the team at home because we're all remote working. Last week, we were on in a team meeting. There were a number of us. And Lissa, who serves as my assistant, was sitting in the meeting. All of a sudden, she jumps up. And by the way, I have her permission to share the story. She jumps up and she says, I got to go. My kids are under the couch. And what had happened her two boys had somehow gotten under the couch and they were stuck. They didn't know to kind of turn their head flat so they could pull out. So she had to go rescue them. It was just one of those highlights, really, of our morning meeting. And I think, actually, if we could look into each other's homes, if you could look into my home, I could look into your home, what we would find is real life happening. And the reality is, I thank God for the highlight reel, but the reality is sometimes there's a behind-the-scenes reel that looks like worry, that looks like fear, that looks like the kids are out of control, that looks like you scraping your smiley sticker off the back of your car, you're never going to wear that Life is Good shirt or hat again, the kind of behind the scenes. But guess what gets posted on social media, where so many of us are today? The highlight reel. Over numbers of months ago, actually not all that long ago, I was walking through some particularly hard days, and honestly, I was feeling like less than I should in terms of being a person of faith, a pastor, you know. And I remember telling Jen, I said, you know what, I'm a pastor, right? I mean, like, I'm a pastor, like, don't be surprised. And I remember telling her, I said, look, I feel like I'm just struggling, and I haven't lost my faith. I'm not talking about the faith. I'm not talking about salvation or anything like that. They were just hard days. And I was worrying about stuff I shouldn't have been worrying about. And I was concerned about things I shouldn't have concerned about. And it was my behind the scenes reel. And I wouldn't post that on social media probably. And then I remembered, and it just kind of felt like it just kind of layered onto this weight that was part of my life. I told Jen, I says, you know, the problem is that when we walk through these days, I'm going to look back on them, and then I'm going to feel bad that as a person of faith, and even as a pastor who's trying to lead people, like, I shouldn't have even gone there. I shouldn't have been so concerned. I shouldn't have been worried. I mean, we all work through those things, and we're all human. I'm no different. We're no different. I want to talk about that. It seems like that when we dive into the Psalms, prayers of life, what we're often reading about are highlights. Now, I love the Psalms because we do read about real life in there, and that's why someone has said the Psalms are loved so much, because they really deal with all our lives. But I found this past week, as I was kind of preparing for today, that the verses that I tend to highlight, boom, that I hit the highlight button, are those Psalms of victory. And those Psalms were, everything is going well, that the highlight reel of the Psalms. I'm not, it seems, so drawn to the struggles. I don't want to go there. I just want to live a life of victory and highlight. And I'm thankful that we can in Jesus. But as we dive deeper into the Psalms today, what we're going to find, particularly this morning, is that behind the scenes, there's a lot of struggle going on. There's failure and there's fear. And then the psalmist moves to this place of victory. And I want us to see that this morning. Here's what I want to share with you. What we find is that real life can produce real faith. Now, in your home, whether you're alone or with a group, would you just read that with me? Because it's true. What we find is that real life can produce real faith. The struggles and the worry and the behind the scenes, real life can produce real faith. Listen to James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, and complete, lacking in nothing. And if we were all honest this morning, we are saying, I want that without that. Me, that's what I'm saying. I want that life of joy, and I want that life of victory, but I don't want the rest of the stuff. Now, I want the highlight reel. I just don't want the stuff that happens behind the scenes. I want that strong faith and that steadfastness of life without all of that. Well, the reality is that if we were to know the story behind what we often see posted, what we would discover is that there were trials that people walked through. There were hard and difficult days that people you know and people that I know walked through, and it produced real faith. What we're beginning to do is gather stories from people that I have often referred to here in our Gateway community as people in their wisdom years, people who have been a long ways down this road, and I love them dearly, and we've been contacting them, and we're getting their stories, and so many of them, it sounds like it's been there, done that, saw that, lived in those struggles, but experienced God's faithfulness and his steadfastness, where real life produced real faith, and we're going to be posting those. They're just short stories. They're short experiences in life that I think will be an encouragement to all of us. People who have lived this life, real faith. Well, we're in Psalms 34 this morning, so you have your Bibles. Why don't you turn there, and maybe it's your app or whatever, but Psalms 34, and it really starts off as a highlight reel, doesn't it? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Wow. This is the person, I'm thinking, who, if social media were in this day, this is what would be posted. That's a highlight reel. I will bless the Lord at all times. And we would read that and go like, why can't I do that? Why has worry consumed me? Why has fear consumed me? Or we feel like I'm all alone and I don't feel like blessing the Lord, especially at all times, because the times I'm in right now, I don't feel like blessing him. I don't feel like lifting my voice to him. His praise continually in my mouth, it just feels like it's not there. And then we begin to compare ourselves. Our behind the scenes, our struggles, maybe our fears that we have fallen to or that have become a part of our real life, we begin to compare ourselves to someone else. And now we feel less than that person of faith, or less than what we might feel. And then we begin to feel guilty. Well, what I want to do is take us behind the scenes, a little bit of Psalm 34 this morning, because what we're going to find is failure. We're going to find struggle. We're going to find David, the psalmist, looking away from the Lord and to himself, and then coming back to this place that I just read. So if you go back to the very, very beginning of Psalm 34, and then you just go to the top, there's an introduction there, and this is how it reads in my version. Of David, when he changed his behavior before Amalek, so that he drove him out and he went away. Just think about it. This psalm of David follows this experience that he had. I think if I were to write this introduction to the psalm, it might go something like this. The Psalm of David, regarding his deceptive lifestyle that gave into his fears and led him to depend on himself instead of God. Now, that just feels like it sounds better to me. Maybe more descriptive. The psalmist, David, gave in to his fears and to his worries and to his concerns. And instead of trusting God, he began to trust in himself. It just feels like I can relate more to that and better to that. You see, if it were not for this little bit of information, we'd be reading this beautiful psalm of victory, and probably like me, you'd be hitting the highlight button there. But here is what this introduction does for us. These words that kind of, before verse number one, it turns our thinking to the historical setting of the psalm, or what I'm just calling the background reel. And it's so important for us to understand the context of what we read. And when we do, I think we're brought into that place where we understand and we accept this truth that real life produces real faith. Real life produces real faith. It can, as we learn to trust in Him. And guess what? Real life, the life that we're living right now, can be made up, and it is made up of failures. It's made up of challenges. It's made up of fears and concerns. I mean, when Jason prayed for business owners and small business owners and people who have lost their jobs and single moms, people just trying to make this thing work, I just found my heart not just joining together but aching, because this is where we are. It's what we do that makes a difference, as when we grow in our trust right in the middle of all this. This time that you and I are living in can be a huge time of growing in our faith if we just let Him. So before we kind of peek into kind of the highlight reel of David, I just want to take us to some background stuff and what took place. I just call it David's real life, or he trusts in God. And if you go back and begin to read in 1 Samuel, some of you will remember, oh yeah, David and Goliath. Yeah, that was a great day. I mean, like, for me, if I'm posting that, man, I am. That's social media stuff right there. Killed the giant. And you may even remember that before that happened, he killed a bear, and he killed a lion. And you got to be kidding me. I'm telling everybody that. That's highlight stuff right there. That's highlight reel. But you remember what followed the slaying of Goliath the giant. It led to jealousy on the part of Saul and a plan and attempt to take his life. That was wrong on Saul's part. But those moments of fear led to a failure on the part of David. It's all background to this psalm that began a life of deception on the part of David. Because now you go to 1 Samuel chapter 20. David is expected to be sitting at Saul's table to celebrate the feast of the new moon. Fearing for his life, he asked Jonathan to cover for him, which is a really nice way to say, lie for me, lie for me. You cover for me, you lie for me about my absence because I'm not going to be there. And suddenly we're brought into the background reel when we understand, like, here's the one who killed the giant, who killed the bear, who killed the lion, who had experienced divine protection over his life. He begins taking matters into his own hands. And I think if you were to put that into maybe into our world, just maybe into my own personal world, I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm going to do this thing. I'm just going to take control. And that's what began to happen. It led to a deception that continued. It's part of his behind the scenes reel. Later, David fled to Nob and he lied to Amalek, telling him that he was on a mission for a king. And as we kind of follow the story, he fled to Gath, where he was discovered, and his subsequent actions do not sound like a giant slayer. Here's what it reads. So he changed, David now, his behavior before them and pretended to be insane in their hands and made marks on the doors of the gate and let his spittle run down his beard, and he departed. Are you going to post that right there? No, I'm not. Now, that's behind-the-scenes stuff. That's behind the scenes real is what that is. And then we get to Psalm 34. I think there was a transformation in David's life. I'm going to take you to another psalm that was written during this same period of time where we're going to learn how to move from this place of real life that brings fears and worries to a place where we can grow our trust in him. But now, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And I can just picture David stopping and just remembering what was, what God had accomplished in his life, God's divine protection over his hands. Maybe even hearing from some other people, like we're going to hear from those in their wisdom years, remembering like God did this. He has never failed, and he will not fail you now. And that brings David to now, to this point. I'll bless the Lord. I'll praise him continually. This is what I will do. I will boast in him. I will seek the Lord. What's the key? Well, Psalm 56, apparently based on the same event in David's life, he says this: when I'm afraid. So when this real life happens, when it comes into my life and into your life, when I'm afraid, and you know what? Listen, put your word in there. When you're challenged or when you're worrying and when you're really, really concerned or when you're not sure what the future is, put that in there. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. And I can just hear David doing a little self-talk there. This is what I am going to do. I'm going to stop this and I'm going to start this. In this series of psalms, we've been focusing on three questions. Number one, what is this psalm, or what the psalm saying about God, his character, and his ways? What does it teach me about God? What does this psalm or these psalms teach me about life? And what does it teach me about living or how I respond to life? Let me just share them with you right now. What do we learn about God today? We learn that he is gracious and understanding, a God who knows our failures. So I have been brought to that place so many times of God the Father. And I know I've shared that before, but it's so personal to me that God my Father, he understands and he knows my failures and he knows my concerns. And he knows my worries, and he knows when I'm trusting in myself or when I try to do it myself. He understands that, and he knows that he is God. He's our Father. So what we learn. What do we learn about life? Well, here's what we learn. It happens. And you can insert any word or words you want there. It happens. Things come along that cause fear and worry. Not a one of us, I don't think, could have looked to these days, you know, just a couple months ago and think this is where we're going to be. Some of us aren't even going to know how we're going to cover the bills or put food on the table, or that we'd be feeding 300 or 350 people over here. No one could see that. It's life. Businesses that won't be able to start up again. This is life. But what about living? We learn to be intentional on where we place those fears. That's how we respond to all of this. Now, I have to tell you, I'm doing some self-talk this morning. I'm saying, God, this is what I am going to do. I'm not going to let these things overtake me. How do we do that? How are we intentional? Just three things. Number one, we declare it. We declare our trust in God. I think this is what we see the psalmist doing. We declare our trust. He is the one who is faithful, who never changes. Number two, we repeat it because I need to hear it again and again and again. So we declare it and we keep repeating it to ourselves throughout the day. And when these other thoughts come flooding into our mind and these other concerns and our other kind of worries, we repeat what we know. We declare our trust in God and then we keep thinking on these things and we keep repeating them over and over. And finally, we live it. We live it. Well, what does that mean? We live out our trust in God. I think this is what it means. I say to Jen, this is where my hope lies. This is where my trust lies. You're saying it to your family. You're saying it to your friends. I'm declaring it. I'm repeating it, and I'm living it out. Doesn't mean I have total and complete victory, but I purpose to live this out. And here's why I think happens. When real life comes in, it can produce real faith if we trust. And what I've discovered in my own life, at those worries and those fears suddenly begin to disappear. Suddenly, they diminish in light of who He is, who Jesus is. He is God our Father. He is the way maker. He is the one that comes into your life and into my life. Real life that we are living right now can produce real faith if we trust. Let me close in prayer. Father, I thank you today for the reality of who you are. Regardless of what we face in life, and many of us are facing uncertainties this morning, God, we live in the realization that you have never ceased being God or our Father, and you understand our ways each and every day, each and every moment. So we declare our trust in you, and even now we repeat our trust in you, and God, we purpose to live in that. I pray that each one of us we'll just allow our faith to grow. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know you know all about the coming days, the coming months, whatever comes our way. We trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let this song just penetrate deep into your heart.
You are the way maker. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you
through everything.
I worship you no matter what. You are here, working in this. this place, my heart, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker. darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hey, we're so glad that you tuned in today. I pray that this week that that song will just resonate in your brain. Waymaker, whenever you run into an obstacle, whenever you run into something that seems insurmountable, he is the waymaker. We keep our eyes focused on him, and the message today with Tom was great. Just keep our eyes focused on him no matter what, and pray for those around us. Support those around us. Be a community. That's what being a church is all about, is supporting each other. We hope you have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you next week online. You can tune in at any time, 10:30. It'll be live. And then you can tune in, go to our Gateway website, and click on Message Archives, and it'll be there soon. And God bless and have a great week.
This podcast is a presentation of Gateway Fellowship, Paulsville, Washington. Experience community, find hope. Check us out at gatewayfellowship.com.